And while we're taking the second collection, I asked Father Steve if it would be all right if I said a few words of gratitude, and he said it was all right. And I'm not even the bishop anymore. But at any rate, I simply wanted to know, where did you come from? That music was positively beautiful today. Let's give them a great hand. I was watching the pianist and the all the violinist and the cello, and you are really musicians. You are moving with a movement and everything else. It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I sat there and I thought, I can't get over this. This is so beautiful. So you raised our minds and our hearts to God today with your beautiful music, and we all thank you. Thanks so much. And then I want to thank the servers who never made one mistake, not a mistake. No, we're not done yet, so we have a little ways to go, but you'll be all right. And the lectors who proclaimed that word of God so beautifully, thank you so very much. The church teaches and teaches very clearly that when that word of God is proclaimed in the assembly, God becomes present. So I thank the lectors, as I thank the extraordinary ministers of the Eucharist who bring their own faith to that moment. And I think if I live to be, I used to say if I live to be 100, but I'm not saying that anymore. I say if I live to be 1,000, I guess, I will never get tired of saying the body of Christ, the blood of Christ, because at that moment, earth kisses heaven, or heaven kisses earth, and it's a beautiful moment. So I thank those extraordinary ministers of the Eucharist. And I also want to thank the Knights of Columbus for their presence here today. You do us all honor, and you honor this parish and these wonderful people by your presence. So we thank you very, very much for your presence. And then for all of the ushers and the welcomers, that's one thing we never did well in the Roman Catholic Church, welcoming people. But we are finally catching on. And I noted today you were right there welcoming, and we thank you as we thank the ushers, and you might be the same people. But nevertheless, such an important ministry as is ushering, and to make everybody who walks into this church feel so welcome, so we thank you. And then I thank the leadership of the parish, the trustees, the council, and all those who plan this beautiful celebration and who give leadership and keep the spirit of the social gospel alive. There needs to be always that fire, and it's done, I know, under the wonderful leadership of your pastor, a wonderful, wonderful pastor. But that always has to be fed, that fire, to keep it alive, because it can die so easily. We see it die in different places, and one time a parish is alive with it, and the next thing they're not so much alive. So we ask you to keep that alive, because that is what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to have that reverence for one another, and that reverence takes on extraordinary means at times. So keep it alive and keep discussing it and keep it on a front burner. And at times people might disagree, and when all of whom are interested in the social gospel, but might disagree in one manifestation of it or another, but that's all right. Just keep it alive, keep discussing it, keep it on a front burner so that Jesus Christ will be known and loved. And then last but not least, again, Father Steve, our Deacon Murphy, for your presence here today. We're very, very grateful. And to Mrs. Murphy, wherever she is, because I met her in the sacristy. Mrs. Murphy, I thank you too, because you urged the deacon on and make him present. Right over, where are you? Oh, there you are, right there. Thank you, Mrs. Murphy. Thanks so very much. And Father Walter, who was here as a young assistant, associate, and heard confessions in German. I said, do you understand German? He said, no. I said, I wish I were around, then I would have gone to confession to you. So, Father Walter, I thank you very much for your presence, and I'll give a good report to your family. Thanks so much. And last but not least, your pastor. I cannot begin to tell you the amount of respect that I have for him. When Bishop Peter Rognes and I did our poverty tour, we made this our center here. And Father Steve welcomed us and he pointed out the direction for us because he knew the direction we should go. And that made a big impact at that time, but it's something that needs to be revisited over and over and over. And he's done it perennially. It's been on his front burner, and that's what he speaks. And I know the tension under which he has worked and ministered through these years, keeping that social gospel alive, how important it is. So Father Steve, my hat is off to you, and know you have my profound respect and deep, deep affection for the kind of leadership that you have given in this parish. So as you begin the next 125 years, keep the fire alive. And now we will, your Father Steve?
Just a moment.
Shall we let him have the mic? Oops.
Please be seated.
Not quite.
I just want to draw your attention to the fact that this coming Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. And please take a copy of the parish bulletin with you. There are 5 opportunities on Wednesday to come to church, to pray, to begin this very important season. We'll gather at 6:45 in the morning, and then again at 9:15 in the morning, 12:10 in the early afternoon, 5:15 in the evening, and 7 o'clock in the evening. So I want you to, as you plan your week, remember to put aside some time on Ash Wednesday to come together to begin this season. But I want you to do more than that. In every family, among neighbors, among co-workers, among friends, there are people who have not been to church for a long time. And there may be all kinds of reasons why they have chosen not to be. I would invite you to invite them to come with you on Ash Wednesday. Sometimes that's all that's needed, is one person saying to another, would you like to come to church with me today? You know, Lent starts today. And if you're able to bring a neighbor or a friend or a coworker with you before you leave church on Ash Wednesday, please stop in the back and introduce that person to me so that I too can welcome them and tell them that they're always welcome here. So take a copy of the bulletin, and in the bulletin there is the list of services for Ash Wednesday. Now we can pray.
Wonderful. Please stand.